Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
So you join us. Hello, by the way. So you join us for this historic podcast. It's gone the way of yes. People said, do you want an independent podcast? Do you want the XFM Breakfast Show podcast? And it was closed. Most people said, no, we don't want to listen to it. But it swung towards the yes vote in the end. And here it is, the XFM Breakfast Show podcast on an historic day. I mean, we're recording this on the day of the referendum results, of course, up in Scotland. And as a result, all of the elements of the podcast will have a Scottish tinge. For instance, Matt is smashed out of his head on Buckfast,
yeah,
which is Glasgow's drink of choice. Producer Dave, of course, has got a haggis strapped to his chest.
Yeah.
And our intern Josh has been taking heroin. So, but he's been putting the podcast together, so Lord knows what it'll sound like. It'll be the skaggiest podcast you've ever heard. Morning, Josh. Hello, Josh.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. You're Welsh.
Yeah.
How do you feel about your Celtic brothers losing?
Yeah, not really bothered, really.
That's pathetic youth.
Exactly. That's what that is, right, yeah. There. Yeah, yeah. What's in the podcast, Joshua?
A new feature, Tradesman's Entrance.
Yes. Yes, that's not what you think, by the way.
Toddler Pops.
That is what you think, yeah.
I have a chat with Nicky Wire from the Manic Street Peaches as well.
That's exactly what you'd think it
Manic
is.
Manic Street Peach.
That you told me the Manic Street Peaches.
Preachers.
Yeah, the Manic Street Peaches is a tribute act to the Manic Street Preachers.
And also you sent me down to the Apple store as well to shout things at people.
Yes, the iPhone came out, didn't it, you see? The Apple iPhone, and it's 10 minutes before the doors opened, and the people that had been queuing there for 2 weeks, she sent Josh down there with a megaphone to see if we could get him beaten up by shouting random things at the queue. Hear the results of that later. I mean, Josh is here, so he obviously survived it.
Yeah.
But the bruises are still showing.
Yeah.
From that. Anything else?
And also another thought for the day for Satanists too.
Of course. It's the XFM Breakfast Show podcast, available right here now.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
And of course, I should say happy birthday yesterday to the little ginger prince, Prince Harry, shouldn't we? Who celebrated his 30th birthday. And the day after, he organised the inaugural Invictus Games. You'll know, of course, Foo Fighters were headlining the closure of that show on Sunday over at the Olympic Park, the mighty Foo Fighters. Just after their secret gigs that they played last year. Frank Turner also went over from the On Black Heath Festival and somehow got 3 songs in on the stage over there as well. I don't know quite how he did that. But on the occasion of his 30th birthday, proof, if proof were needed, that Prince Harry is turning into his dad. And I don't mean, I'm not going anywhere near the controversial rumours about his parentage and his DNA. In fact, quite the opposite.
Oh.
There are those who would say that maybe the ginger is a coincidence and that various army majors might be involved. However, I can prove now once and for all that Prince Charles is in fact Harry's father. And he's turning into him. And they do say we as men turn into our fathers.
Mm.
But this is proof. I have audio proof of Prince Harry physically becoming, transforming, Hulk-like, into Prince Charles. Okay? This was an interview he gave at the weekend. Have a listen to this as he becomes Prince Charles. Here we go. Listen.
This has nothing to do with supporting war. You can support war, you cannot support war. The British cannot support war.
He's become him.
Wow.
He's done that. That's a bit Bruce Forsyth. He's done that. Dutchy originals. It's probably the next thing he's going to say. Camilla. Camilla and Dutchy originals. Architecture. Listen. See,
wow.
forget any testing. This is proof.
Conclusive.
This is conclusive proof that he is spawned from Charles. Oh, I think that's amazing. Listen. He's turning into his dad, and we've proved it.
The The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
It's XFM Breakfast. It's coming up to 20 to 9. Now, yesterday I did what was, I went to and got involved in what I think it's fair to say was the most middle class thing I've ever seen. Right? I don't know if you've ever been to the Latitude Festival, which up until yesterday remained in my mind as the most middle-class event you could possibly go to. But yesterday I went to a brand new festival. It's the first time it's ever happened. It's called On Blackheath. Have a guess where it was. It was small by festival standards, of course, because it's on Blackheath. It was in a corner of Blackheath. But it was, and this is why it was the most middle-class festival, its partner was John Lewis. That's right. John Lewis, Never Knowingly Undersold. Yeah. And it was, honestly, when you find that out, already you're thinking, this is going to be middle class, isn't it? A John Lewis-sponsored festival. It's the sort of place where they don't just search your bag on the way in. They also check your pronunciation. That was the kind of, that was the sort of thing it was. But here's the weird thing. So I went to, the bands playing were far removed from the sort of band. So here we go. Think about what the Levellers used to stand for, right? The Levellers. Yeah. This is like, five swampy men, right, who used to protest at the Newbury bypass. Right? These are the people sticking it to the man since back when they formed. The Levellers, for heaven's sake, right, were yesterday sticking it to the man by playing a gig for John Lewis. Oh, our times have changed.
They've changed.
Not only that, wearing his punk ethic proudly on his sleeve, the mighty Frank Turner, angrily sticking it to the man at the John Lewis sponsored festival. Frank Turner, Levellers Live. Frank Turner played about an hour and a half set last night. Absolutely brilliant. Three new songs in there from Frank Turner. Ooh. But what it led to was, again, the most middle-class heckle I've ever heard anyone do at a gig, right? And it came out of my mouth. I know! Ooh. But as it did, a chorus of it picked up right next to me as we middle-class people became united in our anger over an incorrect use of grammar, right? So Frank Turner was on stage and he said, when I first played this next song, I played it in the clubs to less than 15 people. I went, fewer! I was down the front. Fewer! The guy next to me at the same time went, God, you're right. Fewer! And then all these people start going, fewer gigs! Fewer! And we were going, this is the most John Lewis moment we've ever had. We heckled grammar at a Frank Turner gig and a John Lewis fight. It was brilliant.
Wow.
So my pronunciation was correctly. That's why I got in, I think. I don't know why they let Frank in. But it was a good gig, and of course the only London date Frank Turner was doing on this current tour, so well worth it. There we are. Fewer! It's fewer! I felt quite wrong shouting it after. But once the chorus of fewer, fewer, fewer had picked up, one of the best crowd chants you'll ever hear at a gig.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Right, good morning then. This is XFM Breakfast. Hello, I'm John Holmes, and very pleased to be joined once again by a man who I know for a fact has a favourite service station, and it's in the Lake District. Welcome out of Manic Street Preachers, Nicky Wire. Hello. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank
good.
You.
Good, it's lovely to see you again.
Hanging in there.
Is it still your favourite service station? Last time you were in, you said that was the best one in Britain, the Tea Bay, I think
yes,
it was.
Yes, magnificent. The food, the view. Yep. I do like a good service station.
Well, I know, we used to this last time. One question I didn't ask you though, do you go, because I know you stop at the one, I'm not Stalker, but I know that you stop on the one Reading Way as well.
We do.
See? I follow you, Nicky Wire. I'm like a sort of human Twitter. I follow people physically. It's weird, but I like it. Are you one of those people? Do you? And be honest. Do you go into the bit that sells the CDs and look for your own material? Do you do that in service?
No, but I do like those jumbo four packs of the best of the 80s, £2 or something.
Is your tour bus full of those?
Yeah, I do like them, and I love looking at our rack of CDs in a proper record shop. Yeah. 12 of them, or all the greatest hits and everything. It does make me feel kind of just the one time you get a sense of history of the band. Really,
yeah,
because you go in there and it reminds you of when I was young looking at the rack of Stones albums or Bruce Springsteen. You see all that history in front of you. No, there's not many record shops left.
No, well, that's the thing, isn't it? Yeah, support your local independent record shop, folks. Yeah. But the new album, number two, I think it got in.
It did
the best reviews almost forever. You must have been pleased with that. I mean, that's
You know, we grew up with the idea of the press being really important, and there's loads of writers I kind of like and trust and read and to be on her 12th album, and some people say it was like almost like if it was a debut album, it'd be like the greatest record ever made for some band, you know, and that made us feel really good.
It's a shame you didn't get to play any of it at the V Festival because you were trapped on some tarmac. No, what happened there?
I'm shaking at the very, very thought.
Flashback.
A flashback to be stuck in Budapest airport for 18 hours.
Oh. George Ezra would have loved that, wouldn't he?
I can't say I was that inspired to write a song. We were stuck on the runway for 5 hours. Oh, they've got it stitched up, haven't they, anyways, you know. There's no compensation, there's nothing. You're in the wrong for actually being sitting on the plane.
How dare you?
How dare you come on this plane when it's broken? When you've got a gig to go to?
So let's talk very quickly about the single, because this is Futurology, which is the title track, of course, of the album. So I'm going to quote this here. It's a statement of existential socialism.
Here we go.
Yep. Belief that humanity is still a viable ideal. Bold.
Well,
it's not exactly anger do, is it?
I mean, it's a year ago this week since Rewind the Film came out.
Yes.
Which also was, I think, that one in number four. And that was very kind of doom-laden, Welsh melancholy, looking in the mirror. But Futurology was a celebration of ideas, and I guess that's what the song's about.
What's the two brand new songs with it as well, I think? So.
Yeah, there's a really beautiful instrumental called Kodawari, and a song called Antisocial Manifesto, which is one of mine, which is about just wanting to stay in, really. Just sick of being told I want to be part of a community and stuff like that. Just leave me alone.
Yes.
I just want to be on my own. I don't want to go to a book club. I want to read a book on my own.
I think you're speaking for a generation here. This is exactly right, yeah.
It's kind of
Sunday Times Wine Club? No, I'm going to sit here and drink it on my own.
Yeah, and pour a pack of crisps on my chest and eat them.
You should have done that on the plane. So, Nicky, if you don't mind hanging around a bit, what we're going to do next is play a game of Wire or Wire, right? So there are quotes from either yourself over the years or sentences from everyone's favourite TV box set, The Wire.
Yes.
And you have to decide whether it's you or that.
They could blur into each other a bit here.
There's a bit of cross stuff, yeah, certainly going on, yeah. So if you don't mind hanging around, we'll do that next.
No, not at all.
Nicky Wire on XFM.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
And that's time. This is XFM. It's 11 minutes past 7 o'clock in the morning. If you are just joining us, then the big news that you're waking up to, of course, is the hashtag. Everything's got a hashtag, hasn't it? Hashtag IndieRef. Scotland, they're not quite so brave, it seems, this morning as they... What do you say? Oh, hi the no! This morning, that is what you wake up to. And the vote is no. David Cameron is currently doing a speech. He's currently talking to the nation. Alex Salmond threw the towel in about half an hour ago with his speech. But it is a no that you're waking up to this morning. And many people are saying, and this is interesting, I think, many people saying this morning that it was Gordon Brown's speech yesterday that may have swung it for the no vote, because Gordon Brown, you know, several years after he was Prime Minister, actually finally delivered a speech that was worth listening to and may have had some kind of effect, which is quite incredible, isn't it, of Gordon Brown? So, and I was interested to note, by the way, because Gordon Brown's been a little bit out of the spotlight for a while, but it's very, very pleasing to know that he still does that funny thing with his jaw when he talks, isn't it? You know that thing? Like, remember what Gordon Brown, he used to talk, and then he used to go, a bit like Diana out of V, when she used to eat rats. Elongating his jaw out, and pleasingly, he still did it. So that was nice. But Gordon Brown's speech—they say it did it for Scotland, right? They say it got the no vote, right? And well, that might be true. And it was an impassioned speech, and it was a very, very moving speech. But you know what? It could have been even better. It really could have been even better. This is just some of Gordon Brown and what he said. This is some of it here.
We can guarantee that the National Health Service will be in public hands, universal, free at the point of need, as long and as ever as the people of Scotland want it.
And that's all very well, isn't it? And it seemed to have the desired effect. But, as I've pointed out before on this very XFM Breakfast Show, you can make a speech, any speech, far more impassioned and moving and effective if only you set it to the music from Bill Pullman's speech from the film Independence Day. let me give you an example. So you've heard Gordon Brown's speech there, right? Gordon Brown's speech, that was it. But have a listen to it with the right music behind it.
the vote I will cast is not for me. It is for my children. It is for all of Scotland's children. The only answer is vote no. This is a decision that cannot be reversed or undone. This is a decision from which there is no going back. Scotland does not belong to any politician, Mr. Salmon, Mr. Swinney, me or any other politician. Scotland belongs to all of us.
Yes.
The answer has to be no. Tell them this is our Scotland.
Look at that! Oh. This is not our Independence Day!
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Coming up to 10 to 8. What I'm waiting for, George, is the launch of the new iPhone, because it's happening in 10 minutes' time. At 8 o'clock, the doors open at Apple stores everywhere, I suppose, wherever they are, but specifically nearby to us, very just around the corner, Regent Street Apple Store. Right, there have been people queuing outside for weeks waiting for this. It's happening in 10 minutes' time. So what we're going to do next is this. We've got our intern Josh with us. Good morning, Josh.
Hello, good morning.
Hi there. How's your work experience going?
Great, yeah, loving it.
Good, yeah. Good. Well, let's see how you feel after this. So, right, what we've got here is... a megaphone for you. We're going to send you down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that is an actual megaphone. This is an actual... How does it work? This is an actual megaphone. When I figured out how it works. There it is. Okay, this is a genuine megaphone, right?
This is a megaphone, Josh.
Right? And what you're going to have to do... Okay, is go down to the Apple queue.
Okay,
live, and I'm then gonna give you some things to shout at the queue. Thanks, Dave. Just Dave there trying to work a megaphone. I'm gonna give you some things to shout at the queue.
Okay,
as part of your work experience.
Is it safe or?
Well, they're geeks.
People have been there since 2 weeks, and if I ruin it for them, they might be a little bit annoyed.
Yeah. How fast can you run? Out of interest.
We'll soon see
you. Yes, yeah. So you need to leave now, because we're going to do this very soon. There's genuinely a car waiting outside for you.
Okay.
It's going to whisk you around the corner to the Regent Street store. Take the megaphone and all the equipment, and we'll be talking to you live in a minute from
seriously?
There. Yes, seriously. Consider it work experience. Josh, off you go then.
Okay.
Okay, good. That's Josh. He's headed. Go. Okay. He's gone. He'll be down next. He's down there. He's down at the Apple launch of the iPhone, which is out in 10 minutes' time, to ruin it for the people in the queue. We'll do that next on XFM is the Wanna Die.
XFM.
Well, you thought big news. You thought Scotland was big news and the no vote and that Scotland are staying with us. The other big news, of course, this morning is that the pointless new iPhone is about to be launched. It is launched at 8 o'clock this morning. That is when it will be available to buy in stores. You will find, of course, that for the last 2 weeks or so, idiot anorak geeks have been queuing up outside simply to get themselves a life. If that indeed comes pre-downloaded onto an iPhone. I don't know, it comes with a life, I've no idea, or just a U2 album, I can't decide. Anyway, the point is that they've been queuing there for weeks. They have got 10 minutes left to wait. They are standing outside Apple Store in Regent Street, as is our intern Josh this morning. Can you hear me? Good morning to you, Josh.
Hello, good morning, Josh.
Hello there, how nice. Now, you're outside the Apple Store in Regent Street, of course.
Yeah.
Just describe very quickly for us what the scene is. What can you see? What's going on?
It's very busy. There's a bunch of security here as well. There's barriers all around the shop entrance.
Yeah.
And there's a queue going back to Hanover Square as well, so it's quite big.
That's a long queue. For those that know, that is a pretty long queue, isn't it? And a lot of these people, because I know you've been talking to some of them, what sort of people have you been meeting? What are they doing?
Well, I spoke to a few guys, and they took a whole week off work for this iPhone 6. It's insane.
But it's weird, isn't it? Because people who don't seem to have a life or a job can afford the new iPhone. So I don't understand how that's, you know, the rest of us. I don't know. Anyway, well, look, Josh, here's the thing. We've armed you, as you know, with a megaphone.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm quite scared about this.
Yeah, I know you are. Yeah, but because you're our intern, think of this as work experience, right?
Okay.
Or life experience, right? Because what could happen at the end of this is that you get punched in the face by some angry people in the queue.
Yeah.
And that's good, I think, for your... Well, experience. So here's what's going to happen, Josh, right? What you're going to do is use that megaphone to see if we can't mess with their minds a little bit, right? So I want you to get the megaphone, and I want the first announcement I want you to do, right, is shout, It's all right, Dave, don't worry. This will be fine. He's got insurance, right?
Yeah.
I want you to shout, the iPhone is sold out in this branch. You'll have to move to Covent Garden, where the first 10 people will get a free one. Right? I want you to shout that through the megaphone as loud as you can. Go.
The Apple iPhone has sold out. Please head over to Covent Garden and the first 10 people there will get one free. Thank you.
What are they doing? They're looking. What are they doing?
They're quite angry, to be honest. No one seems to be moving, though.
No. Well, they don't believe you. Can you just... Attention, weird queuing people.
Attention, weird queuing people.
The launch is delayed for another week.
The launch is delayed for another week.
After the majority of people voted no.
After the majority of people voted no.
To the crap U2 album.
To the crap U2 album.
Go back to your empty lives.
Go back to your empty lives.
Where you live with your mum.
Where you live with your mum.
And cut her toenails for her whenever she asks you.
And cut her toenails for her whenever she asks you.
Shout, the Nokia Lumia's better anyway.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
So, if you were listening about 5 or 10 minutes ago, we had audio proof. Proof, finally, that Prince Harry, happy birthday, Your Highness, for this week. Prince Harry is the offspring of Prince Charles. There's been some controversy about that over the years, but as he reaches 30, he is genuinely turning into his own father. You want audio proof? Listen, because he sounds like his dad. Listen.
This has nothing to do with supporting war. You can support war, you cannot support war. The British public support individuals.
Just the originals, Camilla. But it's not just him, of course. We all turn into our parents at some point, right? Because we were thinking about this, and as a kid, we used to go on holiday to Wales, right? We used to go camping in Wales, and I used to despise it, and I particularly despised being dragged around antique shops. By my mum and dad, right? And my dad particularly is into antiques and stuff. And he used to drag around these shops in Dalgethley in Wales. And I used to, oh, God, boring antique shop, boring. Let's go on the miniature railway. Now we go to an antique shop, boring. But now I find myself, I pass an antique shop and I genuinely sometimes, in a nice town, in Rye, maybe, in Sussex. And I'll walk past the window and I'll genuinely go, ooh, look at that.
You get a rush of excitement.
I do, that looks to me like a late 19th century ceramic of a recumbent bull, I think. And I'm genuinely interested. And I find myself browsing in antique shops.
What has happened to you?
I don't know. I will even watch Antiques Roadshow now without just watching it for the disappointed looks on rich people's faces as they stand on the lawn of a stately home. Looking at a clock. I actually just watch it because I'm quite interested. What have I become? I've become my dad.
Yeah.
Happens to us all.
Happens to everyone, doesn't it? So many things I swore I'd never do.
Yeah.
I'd never do, like, wearing sandals, shaving my ears. And now
you've been doing that since you were four, let's be honest.
And now I have to, when I'm watching a film or a TV show, I constantly utter the line to my other half, what have we seen him in?
What have we seen him in? What have we seen him in? Oh, what was it? Oh, but you have IMDb at your IMDb. Yes. You can solve that, whereas our parents just said it throughout the whole of the rest of the programme. Yeah. And then sometimes on into the next one, which quite ruined Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Good morning, then, XFM Breakfast. If you've only just tuned in, you've only missed the legendary Manic Street Preacher Nicky Wire talking about pouring crisps down his own chest. You'll have to get the podcast if you want to hear why. But he's still with us, and as promised, it's an image I can't get out of my head.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of hotel beds over the years with crisps in the morning.
Is it a tube of crisps or like a packet?
A packet. I don't go for tubes.
No.
It's such a pain just to take them out one by one when you can just pour them on you.
Let us play, as promised, a game of Wire or Wire. So what I have here, I have quotes, bits from either everyone's favourite TV box set, The Wire, or from your good self in interviews over the years.
Oh dear.
And you simply have to tell me whether it's a box set or you.
I have blocked out a lot of bad stuff I've said over the years.
It's all about to come flooding back. We're going to play a game of Wire or Wire on XFM.
You gotta keep the devil.
Okay, here we go then. This is quote number one. It goes like this. There isn't no shame in holding on to grief as long as you make room for the other things too. Was that you in an interview or was that something from the box set of The Wire? Nicky Wire.
Kind of sounds like me, but I think it's The Wire box
set. You think that's The Wire box set? Let us find out.
Ain't no shame in holding on to grief as long as you make room for other things too.
Of course it was. You are right. Okay, number two. Bad food equals good music.
Well, that's me.
Oh, straight in there. Back to the crisps again. Here we go, here we go.
Bad food equals good music.
Is the correct answer. Number three. The game is rigged, but you cannot lose if you do not play. Is that you?
That is The Wire, I remember that one.
Oh, let's have a go.
The game is rigged.
Yes, of course.
It's a good line. I might have stolen it for a song.
Outrageous. I surprise myself with my good humour.
Doesn't sound like me. I'd have to go for The Wire box set.
Hang on, listen.
I surprise myself.
You caught me on a good day then.
Clearly, yeah. This is the final one. If I hear the music, I'm gonna dance. Is that you?
God, this is surely not me. That must be the box set.
Let's have a go.
If I hear the music, I'm gonna dance.
Yes, he's right. That's 4 out of 5. That's not bad at all.
Should have gone the other way.
Oh, hey, congratulations. You've won literally nothing.
That's what I like about this show.
Apart from to tell us that your new single is out on the 15th of September, if you'd like to just tell us.
It is?
Well, it is out.
And I don't know how it works anymore, if there's some sort of digital concoction of a maelstrom of lots of stuff that no one ever listens to, but it's worth buying.
There you go. Futurology, well sold. Futurology, title track from the album, of course, is out now, and it's been lovely having you in, Nicky Wire.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Nicky Wire, this is XFM. I'm John.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
This is Toddler Pops on XFM.
It's Toddler Pops on XFM now. XFM, as previously mentioned, are the official radio partner for London's best music festival. It is the iTunes one. And this is another chance for you to get in then. All you have to do is identify the tune played by a 4-year-old child on a toy xylophone. Okay, that's all you've got to do. The tune played by a toy, on a toy xylophone by a 4-year-old child. If you'd like to go see Placebo playing the Camden Roundhouse. Okay, so here we go then. Let's see if she's ready. Hi, hello, Maisie. Good morning. How's your week going, Maisie? How's your week going? How's your week?
It's rubbish, John. Oh. I woke up and found a new U2 album.
A U2 album? What, on your phone, presumably?
Don't be an idiot. I'm 4. I'm not old enough to have a phone.
No, of course you're not. No, right, obviously.
No, it's on my teddy bear. What? U2 wants to force themselves on everyone, John. It's their next plan.
They want to force themselves on everyone. Well, that is true.
Children who don't have phones are waking up with their cuddly toys full of you two.
The soundscape! Listen!
Is that your teddy bear there? You've got... Oh. Whoa! Can't you just delete it?
Bear zings you do, John. It's horrible. I'm getting nightmares. Like it's come from the Bill the Bono workshop.
Why don't you just pull it? Just pull his head off.
That's better.
Time to play a tune.
Totes.
Nice hiccup. Right, was that,
No escape, John. Can't delete it.
Yeah, there's a tool.
I know. He's called Bono.
So, which... Thanks, Maisie. Which U2 track was that? Jules is on it. Hello, Jules.
Morning, John.
Morning. How are you, Jules?
I'm fantastic, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Well, good. We'll be the judge of that. But it's lovely to talk to you as well. Jules, what do you do? What do you do and where are you from?
I'm a civil servant and I live in Norwich.
A civil servant in Norwich. And what?
That's old after you, isn't it?
What? I wouldn't say words apart from the fact that just to remind you that Placebo are playing in London, which is a big town in a bit south of you. I don't know whether it's possible for you to get here on your horse and cart, Jules. Is it?
Yeah, the horse and cart should be running.
Excellent. Good. Good. Big fan of Placebo, Jules.
I am. I've never seen them. I really love them. Brian Mulcher, I think he's fantastic.
Yeah, he's fantastic. If a bit weird, but yeah.
I like weird.
You like weird. Well, you're a civil servant. That explains it. And you're from Norwich, so yeah.
And you listen to XFM.
Yeah, exactly.
Good work.
So, Jules, let's find out if we can indeed put you for the first time in your life in front of one of your favourite bands. We aim to please here at XFM. It all hinges on whether or not you get the answer right. What tune was Maisie playing on the xylophone? Before you give us your answer, let's just have a recap of what it was. It all hinges on this, Jules. What U2 track was that?
Stuck in a Moment.
That was U2. Stuck in a Moment. Silly U2.
It is the right answer, of course! Congratulations, you are going to see Placebo, Jules.
I'm very excited.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
Good morning then, XFM Breakfast. Hello, I'm John Holmes. And you will know, of course, that XFM is the official radio partner of the 2014 iTunes Festival. I mention it here because a couple of weeks ago, we were giving away tickets to see Elbow playing at the Camden Roundhouse. Indeed, that gig was live on XFM last Friday. And a man who was there in the audience who won the tickets is called Sean. This was 2 weeks ago. He's back on the phone now. Why, producer Dave?
Well, when I spoke to Sean off-air after he had won the tickets, yes, I found out something quite interesting about his job.
Right.
It turns out he's actually plied his trade in a celebrity's house over the years.
Which one?
I'm not going to tell you which one.
Why not?
Well, I thought it'd be quite a good idea to turn it into a radio game and get you to guess which celebrity's house he's been in.
How the hell am I supposed to guess that?
Well, you can give it a good go.
Like, guess who?
Similar, yes. Similar.
Right. Well, it won't work, but he's on the phone now. Hello, Sean.
Hi, John.
How are you?
Yeah, not bad, mate. Not bad.
Good. Now, for a start, tell us what your trade is.
I am a plumber.
You are a plumber. Right. Now, I don't know which celebrity's house your trade was plied within, but for some reason, Dave thought it'd be amusing if I try and guess.
Are you ready for the 60-second timer?
Yes.
Here we go.
Right, is it someone off television, Sean? Is it someone off television?
Yes.
Are they male?
Yes.
Do they have the requisite number of eyes?
Yes.
It's not Pudsey Bear, that was my guess. How many noses does this person have?
Yeah, big one.
Oh, good clue. It's not Daniela Westbrook then, is it? Hers fell out. Fat person?
No, nothing. No.
Thin person?
Sort of in the middle.
Is it Barry Chuckle?
No.
Is it the Crankies?
No.
Is it the woman who played the put-upon wife in the ITV sitcom Duty Free? I give up. I don't know. I didn't get it. What did you plumb and who was it?
I plumbed a bathroom suite in Jimmy Nail's house.
Jimmy Nail! A new bathroom suite for the Crocodile Shoes, crooner!
Yeah.
Oh, tell me, what sort of bathroom suite? Did he go for avocado? What does Jimmy Nail favour in the bathroom area?
No, it was pretty basic, to be honest with you, which was quite disappointing.
Yeah.
Nothing really too out of the ordinary, nothing gaudy or anything.
You thought he'd go for, you know, crocodile print, wouldn't you? On his B-day.
That's what I was thinking. That's why I was a bit disappointed with it.
Was he there?
No, he wasn't. I was just there for the day, and I was only 16 at times. So I didn't really realise the significance of him.
Yeah.
But when I'm a toddler dad.
Oh, I love this. This could be a thing. Right, what we need a map. We need to create a map of London, like the blue plaques.
I see a bus tour coming up.
Sean, did you make a joke about a flange?
No. I just said I was a bit young at the time,
X, the XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
You think it's a big day for Scotland? You might well think it's a big day for Scotland and Britain as a whole. But it's a bit of a bigger day for my sister and her husband. Because this morning, they have new child. I'm an uncle, thank you. Oh, yes. They had a baby yesterday on the voting day. And indeed, my brother-in-law, Ben, Ben Bruce, has Scottish ancestry. So born on the voting day, came into the world yesterday. But it's got me in trouble with my parents, right? Because what's happened is this. So my sister has a baby. The name gets texted to me, because they kept it all under their hat, texted to me by my brother-in-law, Ben. He's called Jack. Jack Bruce. Nice. With the middle name of... I was thinking, what's this? It's Jack Empson Bruce. M-E-M-P-S-O-N. Empson. Jack Empson Bruce.
Is he named after a printer?
Well, that's what, that was exactly what I said. Is this a title? Have you named after your favourite printer, you weirdo? And to which I get the reply back, get this, from my brother-in-law, saying, no, John, you'll find that was your granddad's middle name. I'm surprised you... And he said, and what's more, your parents are here at the hospital visiting, ooh, and I've just told them that you didn't know that. And now I'm in trouble with my mum via long distance, they live in the Midlands, right, yeah, for not knowing the middle name of my granddad. Who knows the middle name of their granddad? As if I know that. Why would I... Do you know the middle name of your granddad? No, nobody does. No. So that's not... So I'm in trouble with my mum for making a printer joke. That's exactly... about a newborn baby. So the newborn baby's going to be offended. And then my mum, who is quite into Jesus, she has a religious bent, spent my brother-in-law then texted me and said, I've just spent an hour sitting here with your mum. By the way, as we all know, whose stare could actually melt Putin. Listening to all the religious connotations of the name Jack in the Bible. Apparently it's in the Bible. And so I told him to spend the next hour telling her all the connotations of beanstalks. To see if we could... and printers, to see if we could even that up a bit. But yeah, I'm an uncle.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Congratulations to me. So big day for Scotland, big day for the Holmes family.
And everyone called Empson.
Which is no one. Welcome to the world, Jack.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
You are listening to XFM Breakfast. I'm John Holmes. Welcome along to you. It's always nice to just see one sentence, isn't it, that cheers you up of a Monday morning. This was sort of over the weekend, but I have it in front of me now, and it's a sort of sentence that makes you go, yeah, I like that. And it's simply this. Grandmaster Flash has been accidentally tagged in numerous Facebook status updates by Grandmaster. That's it. Listen to this. This is good. So there's an autofill function, okay? Obviously. And what happens is there's been a massive increase in grannies and grandmas not understanding the Facebook or even, you know, the computer or the internet or how it all works. And because of the autofill function, Facebook now has many, many, many people signing off Love Grandpa and Grandmaster Flash because it's autofilled. And Grandmaster Flash has actually, I mean, I don't know much about Facebook, I don't know much about hip-hop, but apparently he's now come out saying, this is true, I get tagged in a lot of photos of just people's families, essentially old people, just on a day out and stuff. And then he's put, respect Grandma and Grandpa, P.S., this is hip-hop. I don't know much about hip-hop, but I'm not sure old people just sending weird pictures to Grandmaster Flash is hip-hop. I don't know whether I've missed a trick.
He was here at XFM not long ago, a couple of weeks ago, Grandmaster Flash, wasn't he, speaking to Scroobius Pip.
We
could have asked him about it.
Yeah. Damn it. So, yeah. So anyway, there he is. There he is, being tagged by grandmas and grandpas the world over, thanks to the autofill function on Facebook. Do you know what, though? It's an easy Monday morning. That, I think, music and social media. I think that's the way we're going to go with this. Yeah. Let's smash together music and social media for today's text in 83936. Use @XFM on Twitter. I start you, Matt, with a very simple... Love me Tinder. That's right. Yes. There it is.
It's good. It's good.
It's got the love me tender. That's the music. It's got good. Tinder. That's the thing. That's the social media thing.
Yeah.
Simply Reddit.
Oh, good.
Everyone likes it.
Like Turner. as in Facebook like.
Thanks. Yeah.
D Friend Snyder from Twisted Sister.
Nice.
D Friend Snyder.
Jimmy Tweet World.
David hashtag Towie. I don't think that works.
David hashtag Hoff. Caught by the BuzzFeed. Supergrass.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
I am John Holmes, and yesterday a man called, I don't know whether you've heard of him, a man called Boris Johnson. I don't know whether you're familiar with his oeuvre. It's quite controversial what happened yesterday. He announced that this year the New Year's Eve fireworks celebrations are to be ticketed for the first time. You will have to pay £10 to watch the New Year's Eve fireworks in London for the first time. There's been a... But hang on a minute, because I read that and then I thought, but Boris, they're fireworks, they're in the sky. How are you going to charge people to look at them? I don't understand. If the fireworks are in the sky, you can see them for miles around, especially the London New Year's Eve fireworks, because they are fairly spectacular. You can see them from miles, miles and miles around. How are you going to charge £10? I don't understand it. Surely you're just going to stand and watch them. I mean, what's he going to do? Is he going to go around and tape up the eyes of anyone who hasn't got a ticket? Boris Johnson's stormtroopers running around just go, you haven't paid for a ticket.
Yeah,
stop Give
looking.
Me your eyes! Gouging them out with spoons like in Utopia on Channel 4. How is it even going to work? What he needs to do, this is my advice this morning, right, Boris, listen. I know you listen. Good morning, Boris. Your idea is never going to work because fireworks, listen to the words, fireworks are in the sky, Boris, people can see the sky, right? What you need to do is frighten people, right? So tell them it'll be like Day of the Triffids. Do you remember the plot of Day of the Triffids when people were warned not to look at a comet that was flying through the Earth's atmosphere?
Yeah.
And they did, and they all went blind, didn't they? And then they woke up and all the plants had come to life and the Triffids, and they could kill people with a sting, right? So if Boris just issues an official press release on London headed paper, saying that if anyone sees the fireworks without paying his £10, we'll go blind and be attacked by carnivorous plants.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM. Music news.
7 minutes past 9 o'clock, and if you've just got into work and you obviously you can't really be asked to do anything yet because you've just got in, you've probably taken your jacket off, you've probably, you're sitting at your desk, aren't you, thinking, I could probably string this out for another hour before I actually do any work, I might as well do some Facebooking or a Twitter. Why not waste some time listening to Matt's music news to inform and enlighten you and give you social ammunition, musically speaking, for the rest of your day. Here we go.
I mean, the backlash to the U2 free album on iTunes has been quite unprecedented. It seems to have backfired somewhat.
It really did.
Both the band and Apple.
It was bound to happen.
Yes, it was, wasn't it?
Let's
because
count it.
Not everyone likes U2. Some people hate them.
And they too got...
And to have their music appear in their cloud, seemingly undeletable, was quite a bad move.
Basically, now, very hard to get rid of, like the musical version of Chlamydia.
Yes, exactly. Now, the people at Apple have been... The tech boffins have come up with a simple way of removing it.
Which is?
So all those... It's a special tool. You just click on this link, click a button, and it leaves your cloud.
I have to say, I don't think it's the first time the words U2 album and tool have been used in the same
sentence. Yeah, just one little tool is all you need.
Just call it a Bono. We've released a Bono.
Surely
you can just delete it, though. I mean, why do you need a tool? Can't you just go into iTunes and delete them?
Well, yeah, but people find it hard to delete from the cloud. You can delete it from iTunes, your iTunes
but it lives
account, but deleting from the cloud is quite a different method.
As Jennifer Lawrence would know, it's only to her cost.
Exactly, yeah. Songs of Innocence, of course, was a free, they gave it away for free to launch the Apple Watch coming out with the new iPhone.
In 2008, Bono conducted an interview in which he said, I would quote, but it was something like, albums should never be given away for free.
Yes, I saw that. Music,
la, la, la. And then fast forward to 2014, everyone have it, whether you want it or not.
And I think there was something that Noel Gallagher said quite a few years ago as well about, we'll be in trouble when the U2 start, people get their albums for free. And it's actually happening now.
It's the end of days.
It's the end of days. It's the end of the album. Is it the end of the album? Does this signify the time the album died, potentially?
No.
No, probably not.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk.
XFM. Ellis James and John Robbins.
We're talking about practical jokes this morning.
I tend to misjudge them because, so for example, when I was young, well, I would have been like six, seven, there was a slow worm in our garden and I dropped a stick in the kitchen and said, "Oh, Mum, look, it's the snake." And she sort of shrieked a bit. And I thought, oh, these are quite clever, these practical jokes. So that was my first experience of them. So then the next day, what I decided to do was to mock up the scene of my own death, where I took the kitchen stool and laid it on top of me. And I was in sort of a mangled position. And when my mum came into the room, she was extremely, extremely distressed. She screamed and cried. And I went, Mum, it's just one of the practical, like the stick that looked like the snake. And it was not the same. It's not the same.
No.
Child mortality is not the same.